From DS Media Studios in Tema, Ghana, this is Two Pesos. Two Pesos is a weekly podcast where we cover a range of topics, from buzzing media headlines, to music, to highlights from the week. Each episode is co-hosted by myself, Peaches, and Eddie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We're back.
Happy New Year.
After a short break. Yes. Happy New Year, everyone. It's nice to be back.
Yes, definitely.
We're getting back in the swing of things. I feel like this is the first time I'm doing this all over again.
I know. It feels new, doesn't it?
I know. Anyways, hope everyone had a lovely Christmas or Xmas or holiday, if we're being politically correct, season. And a wonderful New Year and all that good stuff. Eddie, how was yours?
It was pretty chill. I mean, I ate a lot, but then pretty chill. I didn't do much. Lots of sleeping, lots of resting. So it wasn't too exciting.
I was also avoiding the in its form. And the, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Squad. And they were really out in the numbers. So my friend was speculating that the reason why town was so packed this year is because last year was an election year, and so a lot of people didn't come.
Right.
So everyone came, and it was kind of crazy, and I didn't have the energy for it.
I just tried to avoid that.
So, I laid low myself. Anyways,
cool. Yep.
So, back to business.
Here we go. Okay, let me go. Let me go first. So, in the news, as celebrating 25 years of Fourth Republic Thanksgiving service. There was a Thanksgiving service to celebrate 25 years of the Fourth Republic.
Apparently. Oh, okay.
And when I said, I just immediately got skeptical because I was like, this is another one. Didn't we have a 1 year Thanksgiving service that was some church service that was had recently? And for me, these things, it's all nice. It's sort of interfaith. You know, everybody comes together. But I just feel like the funds could have been channeled in a better way.
So did they actually spend money on a Thanksgiving service?
I mean, they must have organized something. I don't think, because I think it was held. I'm not even really sure where it was held. But I'm sure money was spent on something.
In someone's church?
Or no. It was, I hope I'm not saying the wrong thing, but one of these, was it Independence Square? It was held somewhere. And, I mean, it's all nice. We like to say we are a religious country. There were other people there apart from, like, traditional rulers, Muslims, Christians.
Oh, I see.
They all came together.
That's something.
It is something. And I'm not like I'm against it, but I just feel like these sort of big gatherings, at this point, I don't think it's necessary, especially since we just recently had like a 1 year on Thanksgiving service, sort of. So apparently the service was to acknowledge stable democracy, which is a nice thing to do. I mean, we take it for granted. I mean, not everybody has been so fortunate to have like so stable.
But you know what I always say? What's the point of having years of stability if we don't use that?
I'm getting there. You see, it's all nice. We are in a little, you know, shell democracy. Oh, we're stable. But then at the end of the day, we still have issues. Ghana is filthy. The money that was channeled into this sort of Thanksgiving service, couldn't they have bought some bins and put around a car? You know, for me, this is like, we're trying to show that, God is good, the goodness of the Lord, and it's okay. And we can do that in our homes, we can do that in our churches. I don't think this was necessarily important to have this thing all out there. It's just and I think all the other presidents were there as well.
Really?
It's like a nice...
right over my head. Where was I?
And it's like a nice little setting, but I don't think it's necessary. The money could have been used for clearing out a crowd, which is so dirty. The money could have been used to hire policemen who patrol the motorway for those crazy ones who drive on the shoulder of the road. I just think the money could have been used for other things, you know. Many of us believe in God and all that, but let's not use that as a backdrop not to do anything. We say, let's pray to God for stability and goodness and all that. But let's do something. You can't just pray and then sit back and think that everything drops in your lap. We have to be proactive about things, you know. And so that's my in the news.
Okay.
I'm just so passionate about it. It's like,
use religion as a crutch a bit too much.
Yeah.
And we don't necessarily need that to be at a national sort of political level as well. Let's all pray for stability. No, you go do your job better.
Do something.
And you pray in your house for wisdom to do your work. But Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my in the news.
Okay. Right. So for my in the news, DVLA has struck
Uh-oh.
Again. Yes, DVLA is the like your driving whatever vehicle license authority or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So for people that showed up to register their vehicles for 2018, mm-hmm. they got a nasty surprise where there was at 100 and something, 108 CD additional fee
Ooh.
For what they say were compulsory first aid kits.
Oh, yeah. I had
so,
this
yeah.
one.
So now they demanded that all new drivers yeah. or, well, all new registered drivers must also buy the first aid kit, which was being sold through the DVLA.
Yes, I heard that. Mm.
So, you know, of course, there was a ruckus and an uproar about it. So, first of all, one minority MP in the NDC said, first of all, these things actually cost 10 CDs on the
Can
open
you imagine?
Market. So, you know,
somebody's making some money off of that. Somebody's
DVLA have no... And then the second point was, why are DVLA... in the? It's one thing for you to say, demand that drivers should have... compulsory first aid kit. That's fine because they ask that you have your fire extinguisher, yes. your triangle or whatever. But why are they forcing you to buy
from
through them?
Exactly. That's
right now you've become a commercial retail entity, right?
Mm-hmm. Somebody's and, making money off mm-hmm. of that, obviously. Yeah.
So then, of course, the DVLA came out and said, "Well, safety is their priority." I had mm-hmm. a good laugh at that.
How about the trotros?
This is the first of all. This is the same DVLA. I would be very shocked if. Even 10% of the drivers on our roads actually did a driving test and legitimately passed.
Yes, yes.
They sell licenses there. Everybody yep. knows mm. it. I remember one of my friends, this was somewhere in SSS. She was like, oh, yeah. My dad was like, oh, let's just go and get you a license. So anytime you learn how to drive, then the license will be there ready for you. I'm like, we don't even... So, and all these trotter drivers that claim they can't speak English or they can't read and write, mm. all of them have licenses.
How did
they get them?
How did they pass?
Because that test is a written test and it's in English and it's hard enough that people fail all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we have all these people and that's why they're doing rubbish. Nobody actually knows how to drive. So if they were so concerned about safety, well, first of all, haha. But yeah, so, you know, it went on and on and on. And then about 3 weeks later, there came a directive from the Ministry of Transportation mm-hmm. saying that one, DVLA did not clear it with them
or
take it
there.
To Parliament mm-hmm. or anything, that they just made this unilateral yeah. decision. And I'm like, who in there? This is somebody's wife's contract.
Mm-hmm.
This is
mm-hmm.
her cocoa season.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I'm going to milk this for so,
And then so they issued a directive that they should halt the sale of these things immediately.
Somebody's going to sit on a whole lot of...
And I was just like, yeah, they probably have a ton of them back mm-hmm. there. And they've got mm-hmm. them branded. DVLA,
oh, wow,
first aid kit.
Oh, mm-hmm. my gosh.
I was like, next time again. Next time. I mean, what kind of nonsense is this?
It's kind of for you. I'm sure these kind of things happen in happens often, almost everywhere. I'm sure this is just because it sort of came out. But I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yeah.
All the time, you know?
But I'm like, they didn't even clear it with anybody. They just... Do they have the authority to do that?
Well, they thought they could get away with
maybe,
it.
Maybe, but who knows? Maybe they do. Nobody really knows even, like, the inner workings of what the mandate of DVLA is,
yeah.
how much authority
they have yeah, true.
To institute regulations in terms of
yeah,
who even
yeah,
knows.
Yeah,
but anyway.
That's true.
More ridiculous. And that was my in the news this week.
Ghana. Ghana sweet though. I tell you. Okay, so we're on to song of the week.
Yes.
And my song of the week today, we're going to Germany.
Yeah. Oh,
my Germany.
<too.
laughs> Well, not really, but somehow. Anyway, so my song of the week is a song called Mamani by a singer called Joy Denalani.
Hey.
She's a German singer, but she's born to a South African father and a German mother.
Okay.
Yeah. So her album came out, I think, somewhere in 2002. And I think she's had like two other albums since then.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say her genre is classified as more of like soul, R&B, pop that's kind of music she does. And the song that she did features Hugh Masekela.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, and it's a really good song. I mean, if you're looking for something else, something different, she sings in English, German, and I'm not going to pronounce it. I'm going to spell it in X-H-O-S-A. I don't know how to pronounce it because I know there's
Sota.
There's
okay. Let's not even.
Yeah, exactly. So she sings in these three languages. And if you're looking for something different, the album is really, really good. Apart from the song Mamani, the other songs are really, really good on there.
Check it out.
Joy Denalani, the album is called Mamani, and the song that I like is also called Mamani.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so for my... Okay, and I just want to make a small note here. Right. A lot of people have been asking us why we don't play snippets of the songs before, you know, on the show. Mm. And the reason is because usually when you do that, you have to get clearance, copyright, for copyright reasons, basically.
Yes.
We don't, even though we're like small fish or whatever it is, this thing for now, right. This thing is up on YouTube. It's everywhere, iTunes, where what have you. Mm. And, you know, you really do have to make sure you're cleared to use material licensed from other people.
Exactly.
And so we just don't want to have those issues in case anyone ever comes up across us and is like, hey, why do you have my song in there? So that's why.
That's the reason.
So, and it gives you a bit of work to do. That's
exactly.
Not bad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, recite some new music. That's not bad.
The best we can do is start humming the tune.
we should start doing that.
I know, little a cappella versions of
exactly.
the song. But yeah, so for now, and probably that's how it's going to be. We'll just talk about the songs and have you go look them up yourself.
Yeah.
So just for people asking. Okay, so for my songs of the... Well, I have two songs.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is one of my random off-the-beaten track songs. And it's one by Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, okay.
And it's called Bang Bang. It's from 1966. Oh, you like that
song? Is it a Kill Bill one?
Yes.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay, yeah. So...
I love it.
I first heard, now I know Nancy Sinatra because I know Those Boots Were Made for Walking, which is one of her very popular songs. But I first heard this song off the Kill Bill soundtrack.
I really
like the song. And it was actually, apparently, it was actually written by Sonny Bono, and it was actually originally a Cher song.
Oh, I see.
But just like how I Will Always Love You, people forget that it was Dolly Parton that sang it.
Yeah.
It's also become one of Nancy Sinatra's iconic songs. And it's just really dope.
Such a good
really
song.
Different. And so go check it out.
Definitely.
If you don't know it already, Bang Bang by Nancy Sinatra.
It's so dope.
Okay, and so my second song is Bring It Right Back Home to Africa, where we're going to. The song is... Okay, so there's this show. It's called Coke Studio Africa, and it's actually really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a weekly show, and what they do is they bring two artists from two different African countries. And a well-known producer from a third African country, and they have them collaborate and come up with songs.
Mm.
And they're usually really, really cool, just seeing the different musical styles and cultural vibes meshing, and it's kind of dope. And this song I'm going to talk about is one of the most popular songs, I think, that's come out of the show. And it's called Said, and it features Nasty C. And I talked about Nasty C because he was on the particular song. He's from South Africa, South African rapper. Runtown, who's from Nigeria. We all know him from Mad Over You, amongst other songs. And then a Cameroonian producer called Shadow Chris.
Right.
So the song is Said. It's more, it's like a hip-hop, Afrobeats vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really cool. The production is really dope. And I really like that song. So go check it out. Said by Nasty C, Runtown.
Mm.
And Bang Bang, Nancy Sinatra. That's it for me this week.
Okay. Yes. So, What the F? In What the F today, there's a coconut controversy. Well, not a controversy, but a little bit of a... Let me put it that way. So in a shop in the UK, apparently some customers were complaining that they were selling coconuts wrapped in plastic film. And they thought it was a bit, you know, like coconut. This
already comes in it.
Exactly. Okay. Like that we don't really need to be wrapping it in a plastic film. So apparently they said the plastic film was supposed to be an anti-steam film and it's meant to prolong the shelf life of the coconut, apparently. And then again, it can be recycled. So I guess they sort of had a justification for wrapping the coconut. I still find it very weird, but okay. And so, I mean, the bigger picture here is that I've also heard about pre-peeled tangerines, pre-peeled, you know, all sorts of things. And the point that I want to make is this: we have a lot of plastic wrappings and plastic packaging floating around. A lot of these you cannot recycle. Where are these going to? And then even not to deviate too far, let's come back to Ghana. All these black, anytime you go buy anything, they give you a black.
Yeah, that's bag. Become, because do you remember that back in the day, these things were really expensive.
Exactly.
Even the Pure Watcher thing, they used to pour it, they had this big thing and they take this cup.
Exactly.
No waste, you know, 37 was not the filth hub that it is now, right, where everything is in some plastic thing.
Yes.
We don't recycle. We don't even dream of recycling. We just throw it on the ground. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And a lot of these things, I guess sometimes they say people, they are done for, this packaging is done for health reasons or, you know, for cleanliness or whatever.
Probably done for aesthetics a lot of the time.
But we have to think about, like, the repercussions. All this plastic that we cannot, a lot of it is going to the sea. We're not recycling. A lot of the debt that we have in Ghana is just all these black rubber bags.
If you go to the beach, you'll just cry.
It's
They'll
so
come and
dirty.
Curl around your ankle and you'll just come out of the water. Like, I really, it's like some sea creature, but it's plastic.
So yeah, all these corporations, if they could, they just, I mean, think about what they did. If you don't have to package it in a plastic bag, let's not do that. Let's think about the environment, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's my what the F, the coconut controversy.
Okay. Yeah. So for my what the F, Tema General Hospital has struck again.
Uh-oh.
So I was on Facebook yesterday and somebody put up a post about, you know, she, like, it was a copied from someone else's page, but this is what it said, basically, that her friend delivered a baby on Sunday the 7th at Tema Polyclinic, and she was transferred over to the general hospital. Okay, so when she got there, they told her she should go and get some things for the baby, right? And so this is, I don't know, a trigger warning. I don't know, if you're a bit sensitive to certain things, maybe don't listen. I don't know. Okay. But so she went home to get, I don't know what they asked her to get for the baby.
Right.
And she came back to the hospital 2 hours later and they told her baby was dead.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she's like, I mean, of course she was traumatized. I mean, she was like, how, what do you mean? Like, and then she's like, okay, where is the baby?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, they can't, the nurse was like, she can't show her the
what?
Baby. And she's like, what do you mean? Like, what's, and then she's like, the doctor isn't around, so you'll have to come back tomorrow.
What?
So, can you imagine? So she said they were going back and forth for hours. And then finally she's like, okay, fine, they'll go and come back the next day. So they went and they came back on Monday the 8th now. And they were like, okay, so where's the baby? And then, so finally they went and brought some baby, you know, and they're like, and she's like, she can't even tell if it's her baby now, you know? So that was, and she was, you know, the person was saying she's really frustrated and infuriated by all this. And so, of course, the people in the comments were like, Tema General Hospital is actually infamous for disappearing babies. Yeah. And they said another example of this baby, they told the lady, same thing. After the delivery, they were like, she's, you know, a few hours later, they're like, oh yeah, your baby.
Are they selling
your
babies?
This is what people are speculating.
Are they selling
babies to rich people. They come and say, look,
what's this?
In this case, they told the woman, oh yeah, your baby died and we buried the baby. And she's like, okay, where did you bury
the
baby?
Yeah.
And they're like, they couldn't show her anything.
This is shocking.
And she was talking. And then, so she went, this person went to deliver a second child. And the doctor was asking her, oh, where's your, you know. And she was like, well, the baby died. And he's like, let's see your file. And there was no death certificate, no proof that the baby, nothing. So, you know, I don't know, the healthcare system in this country, especially the government hospitals, is atrocious.
Mm.
But to think, I know there is a formal procedure that one has to follow in terms of, you know, babies being, you know.
Like, how do you bury somebody without telling?
You can't do that.
No, wow.
Since when do hospitals bury anything?
And don't you usually let the mom see the baby, if anything, before you do
and
anything?
And you say, make your peace with it or whatever it is. And they're supposed to release the body to you for your own. You take it to a funeral home or whatever it is.
Somebody needs to investigate.
Like, and I'm sure, it does. It seems there's something fishy going on there, but just generally, we need to, you know, there has to be greater awareness. There are more repercussions. In America, people will sue
you.
The pants off you. And yes, that has contributed to healthcare there being exorbitantly expensive because of insurance, and just is very commercialized there. But some of these things, people wouldn't dare do it. Wouldn't dare do it.
But here you can get away with it. That's
you
the
sign
thing.
Consent forms for every little thing, you know. Somebody was even saying, this person is my hairdresser. She lost a baby there. Mm. And she was like, first of all, they gave her the wrong blood. So she almost died from that alone because they transfused her with the wrong blood. And she's like, the bathroom where she went to take her shower and the shower was clogged.
Oh, my God.
And you, then the water will come up to your ankle. She was like, it was just atrocious from beginning to end. And I'm like, come on, we have.
Can't we do better? Can't we?
Health standards. How can you go to a hospital and that's if you go there, you know that you get sicker? What is this? You know?
Yeah, so. That's why people would rather pay for private.
Yes. And if they can't, then you're at the mercy of these people.
You're screwed.
Anyway, so. I'll be following that story.
Please do and share what happens because this is ridiculous.
And to think
so
that
shocking.
This has happened multiple times. People are like, oh yeah, to my general dear. I'm like,
jeez. Somebody needs to do something. Anyway, so we're on to two pesos, I guess. So my two pesos for this week is not everything is for everyone. I said this
on Twitter just the other day. Really, yeah. Not everything is for everyone.
Exactly. Not everything is for everyone. And you think this is a given. You think people would know that not everything is for you, but okay. So let me give you a few instances. So for food, for example, I hate palm nut soup. I do not like it. Give me groundnut soup any day, but palm nut soup, mm-mm. I cannot go to a restaurant or a chop bar where they only serve palm nut soup. And then I go get angry at them that, you're serving only palm nut soup. What's wrong with you? Why are you only, what's wrong with you? What kind of mentality do you have that you have to go attack somebody for serving what they serve? If you don't like it, just get up
go
and leave.
Go somewhere else.
Relationships. So you're the guy, you don't like the guy anymore. The guy has moved on. And you're annoyed. You're annoyed that, this guy has moved on. But you didn't like him for whatever reason. He's found somebody who likes her, or she has found somebody who likes her. What's the issue? Move on. Do you have to go make a scene that, but why is he now with this one? Or why did he move on or whatever? You know, if it's not for you, just move on. Jobs. So you see a job being advertised. They're offering, I don't know, so-and-so. The salary is so-and-so. You think, okay, this salary is not for you. So any normal person would just, you know.
Move on.
But you go to the HR and go attack them.
And then be like, why is this low salary?
Yeah, this
like,
why
did
you
not see it before you got
here? Like, are people not... I don't understand. Like, for me, this is so... It's simple. If this thing is not for you, just walk away. If this thing is not yours or you feel like it doesn't benefit you, just walk away. It's not always about complaining and complaining for complaining's sake, you know. Just walk away. Mm-hmm. So, that's my two pesos. But everything is for everyone.
Remix of this...
Like...
extends to just life... trends, a lot of trends, fashion, where people will be like, oh, this is popping, this outfit, this, you know, high waist jeans. This is when I first look. Not everybody's body is made for high waist jeans. I understand that high waist jeans and crop tops were a look. But if you know that you got wide ass shoulders and slim hips and such, don't go and force yourself into high waist jeans. And it's fine. Some things will come along that you cannot participate in. Please do not force yourself into that area. Just wait for the trend or whatever it is that embraces you and what you have to offer and hop on there. And now social media has got everyone trying to do everything. Say, even some of these social movements or, you know, things that happen online where people are trying to create awareness. Everybody feels a need to add their two crusties.
Yeah.
Look,
if you don't have anything, so keep quiet.
You don't understand the topic. You don't really know what's going on.
Some people don't even read what's and then they go comment.
And you're like, hun, this is not what we're even saying here. I remember somebody even put online, why is everyone talking about Mayweather? Yeah. Meanwhile, it's September. We're like, sweetie.
Can you imagine?
Sweetie, this is a classic example. You didn't understand what was happening and you could have just let it go.
And there's Google. If you don't, at least go
do your research.
Isn't
no, they have to say something then they'll quote the tweet and add some You're like, what are you saying?
People are doing a lot of things for retweets, really.
Yes, it's just for attention. Good or bad reason. Or, yeah, just like, for attention. My favorite expression, performative outrage. Mm. There's a lot of performative outrage going on.
Yeah.
People are all angry. Let me also be also, angry. Yeah, even though I don't really know why they're angry or understand. Yeah, let's...
This is crazy.
Stop doing that. Just some... And I am a classic complainer, but... I mean, at least I apply some rationale and logic to my complaints. Right, like, right. I don't go and be like, can I speak to your manager? I don't understand why you don't have vegan options. Excuse me. Huh? It's a chop bar.
You're like...
If you want vegan
options... Go somewhere else.
It's, like, don't, you know...
Common sense, really.
Ugh. Okay, so... My two pests was... Okay, so this is where it's a... I would say it's rated 15 and above. So if there are any youth... listening.
Switch off now.
Now is the time to go. Also, if my parents are listening, now's the time to go get a snack and come back. Yes. So my two pesos, and this has actually come up. It's one of those topics that come when you're sitting with your girls. Mm. It's one of those topics that comes up quite frequently. Mm-hmm. And it is, does size matter?
Ooh.
Yeah. Does the size of the cucumber affect your ability to enjoy the salad? Now,
I'm just giggling like a schoolgirl.
So, and this is like an age-old debate, to be honest.
Right.
And so, after doing extensive research and listening to... did you get any ideas?
Oh, please, what did I do? I'm just listening to you like...
And conducting interviews with many people, I've come to the conclusion that the answer to that question is no, but.
Is it standard or what?
So, my theory is that people that are, or men that carry a heavy load, if you will, are using that as some kind of crutch. That they lean on way too heavily and feel like, yes, I come prepackaged with everything that is needed.
Yeah. So I don't have
please.
To
So I don't have to learn. Yep. I don't have to ask any questions. Oh, do you like this? I just come with me and my third leg and I'm just like, yes, I'm an Adonis. I know.
Right.
Whereas men that are less endowed. Mm-hmm. Know this and are aware of this, and therefore they develop other skill sets and learn how to use all the parts or whatever it is.
Put a bit more effort.
And you know, little techniques, things, and this and this and this that they know can, you know, I guess make up for,
for the lack of inches,
if you will. Do you get it? So
I think
ultimately, those people become better partners, you know, in the bedroom. I really do believe that than those that are like just walking around like whatever.
Although I do think that extremes might not be necessarily a good thing, you know, both extremes, like
I don't think it should be an either. So here's where my butt comes in. I do feel there is a minimum that one has to be working with. Like, size doesn't matter, no, but there's a cutoff. Like, if Charlie, if there's nothing there, then really you can't do
anything.
Then again, I also say, like, lesbian couples have amazing sex lives, and not one person has any tool, you know, and they find a way, and they're very, very happy or whatever. So yes, but then I feel like that might be asking too much of the regular average woman, like, oh, but you too, nothing at all.
So, I mean, what can they do about it?
You know, we're here laughing. They'll come and say, you know, we're insensitive to people who have not been blessed with. But you see,
but there's other things you can do. I just feel like if you don't have that, there's always other things you can do.
Exactly. I feel like women don't actually, like, there's this perception that women are looking for these, you know, horse hung. No. Like, first of all, it's too much work. Like, what is all this? Like, we didn't come here for this. Do you get it? Like, we just want a nice, pleasant experience here, and you're coming with all this trouble.
Right.
So no, women are not going to turn you down or turn you away. I think there's this insecurity. I feel like it's men doing it to each other. They go to boarding school, and they're like, and they'll be laughing at you. We really don't sit around talking about that kind of thing.
No,
whatever you have, fine. What can you do
just
with
work
it?
With is it. The, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, just work what you
so
have.
that's my two pesos on size matters. Mm. It doesn't, but it kind of does sometimes. But even then, you can find a way.
All right, that's a nice one. Your mom is gonna kill you.
She's like, what have you? What are you talking about? Who gave you this information? I heard, mom. I just heard.
I know. That is nice.
So do you want a shout out?
Today I don't have any. Do you?
I don't have any shout outs. Okay, so I do have shout outs. So my first shout out goes to K Darkun 3. I believe your name is Kwame. Mm-hmm. But so you know how up to this point, everybody that we've shouted out on the show has been either a friend or relative who have some kind of emotional connection to either of us and are really invested in, you know, getting the show out there, getting people to hear it. Now, this person is very special in that I don't know him personally. We don't know him personally.
Oh, he's there. Is it US versus something?
Yes, K Dark Moon 3.
Right.
And he's been so vocal in his support and retweeting and
just
getting people. It's so moving to me. I'm just like, you don't even
so
know
nice.
Us. Like, it's the first time that somebody has just believed in the product without
knowing
having
us.
Any connection.
Exactly.
And it gives me so much hope that maybe other people can like it this much without knowing us personally and all that. So to you, K-Dog3, thank you.
Yes, shout out. Thank
so
you.
So much.
You're
like,
amazing.
You don't even understand. Like, this is a yes, we can moment for me. Exactly. Like, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And my second shout out goes to my cousin Pakwesi Ohinaba, who has been like, he's the kind of person that will go to a party and be talking to people like, hey, do you know what two pesos? You don't? Oh, give me your phone. Let me add you to iTunes. Like, he does stuff that I don't even think to do.
Beautiful.
And he's like, you know how Shatta Wale has his Shatta Militant? He's a two pesos militant.
That's all.
So shout out to you. Thank
you
so much
for all the
support and for getting people to listen by hook or crook. Like, it's by force.
Yes, by fire, by force.
So thank you to you, Ohinaba, as well. And thank you again, as always, to everyone out there.
Yeah,
we get your comments. We get your messages. We get your, you know, words of encouragement and all that. And we're back. We're going to finish out this season. We have all these plans for season two.
Yeah.
Coming
new
back
things,
better,
new
stronger,
things,
more
exactly.
dynamic, more interesting. So you hope we hope you take the journey with us and continue to stick through it. And happy 2018.
Yay.
Let's go get it.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Till
right,
next
then.
Week.
Bye.
If you enjoyed the episode and you're listening to us on any of our platforms, please give us a thumbs up. Remember to subscribe, and we'd also love for you to share this episode with your friends. Let's continue the conversation. We'd like to hear your feedback. Information on how to reach us on our website can be found in the description.